It's Hot Now 37, hotnow37.com. Again, it's a Friday. I mean, we got my man Matt Zayas. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Buck. And you?
I'm doing pretty good getting through, man. You guys just got done with another event. You got another event coming up. What are you guys doing now?
Yeah, so next Saturday, we're sponsoring an event that's actually being put on by Maurice Humphreys. He's the one who started the $20 challenge. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
But so he wanted to put on this event, a free mini golf event for kids. So he started doing that, and we've been helping him out. And it's next Saturday at Safari Golf.
Okay.
So it's completely free for the kids. Subway's coming. Some other vendors are coming. He's gotten ESPN personalities. Some athletes are coming as well. It's a big, big event, and the idea also is that he's going to give away 100 bags of groceries, because
nice.
That's the $20 challenge. So we've become a sponsor of that. We've been helping him out, and we're really looking forward to it. So if anybody's interested, go to his Facebook page, Maurice Humphreys $20 Challenge, and you can look it up, and we'd love to see you.
All right, cool. And let's talk about something called the Remitter. You spoke to me earlier about that. Explain that to me. What does that mean?
Yeah, so recently a case came out from the appellate court. Remitter and additor. So when you go to trial, obviously with what we do, we're looking to get compensation or money for our clients for their injuries. And so a trial is the jury hears all the evidence, and then at the end of the case, if they decide that you're going to win, they tell you how much your case is worth. Okay, so if let's say you go to court and the jury says, you know what, your case is worth $1,000, but we feel that that's way too little, like the jury made a complete mistake, we can then after the trial is over, file something with the court and say to the trial judge, hey, the jury made a mistake. There's no way that this case is only worth $1,000, and we want you to add money onto it for these reasons. And the defense can do the same thing. They can say, hey, we think this case is worth much less than $1,000. We think the jury was out of their mind. They went crazy. And for these reasons, we want you to reduce the award.
Yep.
And so recently there was a case where the plaintiff got an award where they just gave him all of the money for medical treatment that the plaintiff had, as well as potential future medical treatment, but didn't give them anything for the pain and suffering, the non-economic. So essentially the jury was saying, yeah, you were injured and you need the treatment, but you don't get any money for actually feeling those injuries and how it changed your life.
Okay.
So the plaintiff moved to say, hey, judge, that's not right. If they're going to give all the money for the treatment and even future treatment, which means that this person's going to be in pain in the future and going to need treatment, because you don't get treatment unless you're hurt, then there's got to be something on the other end, money for the pain and the suffering that they're going through.
Right.
And the judge said, you know what, you're right, and added some more money on top of what the jury gave.
Oh, wow. I didn't even do that.
Yeah. So then the defense said, you know what, that's wrong, and they brought it up to the appellate courts, and the appellate courts said, judge, you can't do that. The jury is the one who finds the amount, so that the appellate court took away that added part that the judge put on, saying, you know, it's up to the jury to find what's fair, just, and reasonable. And that's what the instruction is at the end of the case. When you're trying a case, the judge says, jury, it's up to you to find what's fair, just, and reasonable. And so that's on the additor side. Years ago, probably about 15 years ago, a similar thing happened where the defense moved to have, there was a jury verdict for the plaintiff, and the defense moved to have it brought down because they thought it was too much, and the judge agreed and brought it down. That got brought up to the appellate court, and the appellate court said, you can't do that. You can't reduce this number based because the jury is the one who really decides.
Oh.
So in other states, courts are very involved in moving the numbers that juries find. Like in New York, it's a big thing for the judges to reduce numbers and all that stuff. Here in Connecticut, it's pretty clear that once you get a verdict from a jury, that's what you're going to be stuck with.
That's it. You're right? Good. Then,
you may not like it, but that's the system. That's what we go to trial for, is we give it, we put it in the hands of the jury and saying, hey, what do you think is fair? What do you think is just? What do you think is reasonable? And what you get is what you get. And, you know, and that's why we have the system, and the courts here are really enforcing that.
Wow. That's good to know, man. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, man. Each and every week you call up with some good news and you let people. If people want, if they have a following, they want to get in touch with you directly, how can they do that?
First, they could give us a call if they want, 860-278-0820.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can check us out on our website, ZiasLaw.com.
All right. Matt, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Each and every week you check in with us, man. Matt Zias, make sure you go check him out. If you have any problems, any questions, if you went through something at your workplace and you're not sure about it, contact them, and Matt and them will steer you in the right direction and tell you what you should do.
All right, DJ Buck. Take care.
Yep.